The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Now, we are joined by Frank Flannery. Frank Flannery being the man who was the director of strategy for Fine Gael for a long time. He was the author of the Flannery Report when the party found itself in the midst of an existential crisis from which it returned and ultimately became the largest party in the Dáil Europeans and local elections. And he has spent a huge amount of time analysing Fine Gael's political fortunes and prospects. And he joins us this morning. Frank, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Frank, as we stand now, first of all, the suggestions that Simon Harris, as the new leader, is going to try to bring people back to the fold, most notably Brendan Griffin. A, do you think he will? B, do you think he'll be successful?
Well, A, that'd be one of the interesting things coming out of this very precipitous and sudden change of leadership. One thing is going to have to happen, by the way. Everything is going to have to happen at speed. Simon is a campaigning man. He was all a campaigning politician. Campaigning individual. He was a campaigning youth and a child on disability issues when he was a very, very young man. And so that is his nature. That is perfectly what this situation requires. He has got the energy and everything for it. So it, however, we did, your interviewers mentioned the fact that we were involved in a recovery of Fine Gael previously after the 2002 election, which was a disastrous one for Fine Gael. Huge difference this time. Simon has very little time. His first 100 days are going to be perhaps a third or a half of his total first term in office. So, and the maximum time this government has is 300 days. And so every day counts. You nearly have to tick your progress now daily by daily. So an absolute laser focus on delivery on this occasion.
And delivery of what, Frank? I mean, if we look at the
delivery of your key plans. Simon will develop his five or six absolute key policy issues and plans. A lot of those are there. Some of them are there for years, not delivered. What the Irish political system has been good at developing plans has been the whole system. It's much more on the political system. The whole administrative system has been very poor in the delivery issue. You don't have to look farther than your children's hospital. We have to do huge delivery on our natural energy resources.
And Frank, what is it? What would give Simon Harris the silver bullet to be able to achieve all that his predecessor and his predecessor's administration, many of whom he's going to inherit, that they weren't able to do?
Well, that is the wonderful challenge of having a new leader. That's why all this change is occurring. And that will test the vibrancy of the Fine Gael organisation, not just Fine Gael organisation, the colleagues in government, the Fianna Fáil organisation. This government does have one tremendous strength in it. At its core is a very, very, very solid financial management system. In Michael McGrath and Pascal Dunhuugh, this government has a very powerful unit there. I suspect that will be sustained. But what has to be added to that now is a tremendous energy and a recovery of confidence. I don't know about whether he'll be spending time trying to get back people who are TDs but have indicated an intention that they won't run in the next election. I mean, if any of those want to have a rethink, it's obviously that opportunity is there for them. But that wouldn't be my very first priority. I would be looking to also to get in bright, new, effective and fresh new candidates. Now, for them, it's a tremendous opportunity for people.
Now, you say candidates
get involved in a political thing. Fine Gael now is a party of unique, absolutely unique opportunity.
Indeed. Now, whatever about candidates for election to the... Whatever about the role of candidates for election in constituency level, what about candidates for ministerial office? Does he reshuffle? And if so, what should guide him?
There will be, obviously. That is it. My answer to that is I don't know. But what do I think? I suspect, first of all, the change of leadership is a very substantial re-change. That's a freshening up. There will be some other changes. Bear in mind, Fine Gael, I think, has six ministries, at its disposal, one of which is the Taoiseachship. So the opportunity for doing big changes, the other ministries are under the control of Micheál Martin and of Eamon Ryan. So whether they will want to use this as an opportunity to freshen up their offering, it's an opportunity for them to. But I think it will be the main drive. There will bound to be some change. You can't, unless you control the whole cabinet, you can't do a dramatic change. What we will have is a change in attitude, a change in focus, a change in the pace at which things are done, a change in energy throughout the country, a reconnecting with the party and the party memberships, getting people to remember this is something we did before. We were down and out and written off
for
the graveyard in 2002 and in a short number
of years. Let me ask you about the role of Leo Varadkar in this, because you talked about the limited amount of time that he gave to Simon Harris in the timing of his departure, and you talk about a sense of, I mean, you haven't used that term, but it is evident that the inference is that there has been a lethargy. Would you be critical of his management of the party in recent times, and would you be critical of his departure timing?
Well, Simon's departure was a total surprise to me. Leo's departure, a total surprise to me, absolutely. But not just to me, I think to virtually everybody. People say, and I'm reading articles, that there was a sense of tiredness about him, a sense of falling out of love with the job and all of that. None of that would have been obvious to me. Perhaps all of that was true. I remember as a young man, he said he wanted to be out of politics by the age of 50. I do remember him even saying that all those years ago. He was coming up to 45. He was coming into an immensely difficult political period. In one way of looking at it, an immensely exciting and challenging political period, if you look at it another way. And I think he just didn't feel he had it to do it. And he had a lot of integrity and a great deal of courage and a great deal of self-awareness, if you like, also in saying, no, I'm not the man for the job anymore. And then he certainly acted decisively. There wasn't another day wasted from which he came to that conclusion. And he has enabled this change of leadership and change of teachership to take place in an unprecedentedly short period of time.
One thing, Frank.
That's victory number one. And you take it from there. Simon Harris, the new government then, has said, let's say approximately 200 days.
Let me ask you one final thing, Frank, around this, which is the Mail lead yesterday. I wanted your view on this. The Mail was the Mail very full in its praise of Phil Hogan and its credit that it gave in orchestrating Simon Harris's victory by virtue of suggesting that Phil Hogan over the last number of months has worked very closely with Simon Harris and would have had him perfectly aligned to take the opportunity when it arose. Do you think that's true?
Well, I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me. I certainly don't know. Phil is one of the a tremendously effective politician and a very strategic one. A very, very great man. He was a wonderful commissioner for Ireland. His loss was a huge loss for the country. Phil was also a close colleague of Simon Harris at all times. I mean, they all have gone on very well together. Simon's quite a popular man. Phil would have seen him as a man for the future, up and coming and all of that. Very good stuff. So Phil would be able in a number of phone calls, if he wanted to do it, to pass on the intellectual knowledge, the intellectual property necessary to put together. Bear in mind, a very similar effort went into the election of Leo Varadkar as leader of Fine Gael. And you know, Fine Gael has its own pretty esoteric system of electing a new leader. Leo's was the first. The model that was used for Leo was used again for Simon, except this time it was done more efficiently and more decisively. and in shorter period by days. So it could have happened, which it would be a brilliant, it would be wonderful to see Phil contributing in that way while he is now doing other very, very interesting things across the world.
Frank Flannery, thank you very much. That is Frank Flannery, who, of course, former Director of Strategy for Fine Gael.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.